Is 99 and kicks off a year-long celebration to 100 years on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC-FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
Good morning, everybody. It's 5 o'clock and welcome to the WTIC Sunrise Special for this Thursday, August 29th, 2024. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News, with our Sunrise Special brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center with us. He'll tell us how things are looking this morning. They definitely feel less humid than yesterday. How are they, Bob?
That's very perceptive of you, Morgan. They certainly have turned less humid. We've got a cold front that has slid through the area now south of us. The temperature is mostly in the 60s with dew points in the 50s and a light north wind at about 10 miles per hour. Temperatures at dew points still a bit higher down in along parts of the coast, especially from New Haven westward down through Bridgeport and Stamford, where you still have some temperatures in the low 70s and dew points in the low 60s. But the cooler, drier air continues to work down into that neck of the woods as well today. There are a couple of scattered showers still showing up in southeastern New York on radar, so I wouldn't rule out a sprinkle or a brief shower somewhere early this morning, but we should be mostly dry. It's going to become partly sunny. It's pretty cloudy out there at the moment, and we'll see temperatures this afternoon of about 75 to 80 degrees. Right now, 68 at Bradley, 74 New Haven, and the Hartford temperature, 69 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
All right, thank you, Bob. Definitely a little more comfortable out there than this time yesterday, and we'll get another look at the forecast with Bob at about 5:11 on WTIC. Let's go over to Eastern Connecticut, where we're going to begin our sunrise special, as the state is to begin spraying later today for mosquitoes carrying the Eastern Equidoencephalitis virus. The extremely rare but potentially fatal mosquito-borne virus has been detected across the Northeast, including here in Connecticut, particularly in the eastern part of the state. Crews with the state's mosquito management program will begin spraying in the area of Patchogue State Forest in Voluntown. Dr. Philip Armstrong is the chief entomologist at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station in New Haven.
We're detecting triple E virus in mosquitoes. We have no human cases so far in Connecticut, but we're seeing high levels of virus activity based on our mosquito collections.
One person in New Hampshire died from the virus, which has symptoms that include fever, headache, vomiting, and seizures. At least 9 people are dead after being infected with listeria from eating Boar's Head deli meats. More from correspondent Michael Toscano.
The Boar's Head deli meats have been recalled, but not before putting at least 57 people in the hospital in 18 states and 9 deaths reported, with 2 in South Carolina and 1 each in Illinois, New Jersey, Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, New Mexico, and New York. U.S. Department of Agriculture inspectors turned up dozens of violations at a Boar's Head plant in Virginia. According to new records released by the department, violations include mold, mildew, and insects repeatedly found throughout the site. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Officials from FEMA and the Small Business Administration are on the ground in Oxford getting an up-close look at the damage wrought by the historic flooding that we had last week in southwestern Connecticut. President Biden's already issued a federal emergency declaration for the area that saw residents lose their homes and many businesses impacted. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal says that there's no time to waste in getting aid to those who need it.
There is an urgency here. People are hurting. They are out of their homes. They've been displaced from their businesses, and they have no insurance. So we've been in touch with federal officials already. They understand that time is not on our side.
Senators Blumenthal and Chris Murphy are also meeting with local leaders about what they need. As for the start of school, officials say that's not going to happen until next Tuesday at the earliest, particularly in Oxford. Politics are being put aside, meanwhile, for Thevis Claridis and her family's plaza in Seymour, flooded out during those storms. Claridis, a former House Republican leader, Senate candidate, and also Lamont critic, does appreciate how Governor Lamont and his administration was able to set up an emergency grant program earlier this week for affected businesses.
Nothing is ever handled perfectly, and there's always other things you can do. But what I do know is he was there, and he is offering $25,000 to these people of grants off the bat.
The application for the grant begins next Tuesday. WTIC News Time is 5:05.
I'd rather ride a bike with my kids.
Faster!
I'd rather play catch with my dog than catch pneumococcal pneumonia.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20 pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. If you are 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like heart disease or asthma, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'd rather race for some ice cream. Let's go!
Schedule your vaccination today at Prevnar20.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-6481.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-6481. That's 800-575-6481.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
WTIC News Time is 5:07. Good morning. As we start a new school year, the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference says it's ready for this year's fall season. Executive Director Glenn Lungarini expects the discussion to come back up concerning guardian caps for football players.
In the past week, nationally, two fatalities, quarterback from Alabama, I believe, and a middle school football player from West Virginia who passed away this week as a result of head injury, and they're one in practice, one in a football game.
In Connecticut, guardian caps are permitted but not required. A woman's under arrest after state police say that she caused a crash driving the wrong way early Wednesday morning on Route 8 in Shelton. 39-year-old Andrea Lynn Marsegla is charged. Police say that troopers say that they got reports around 1:30 in the morning that she was heading south in the northbound lanes near exit 12 before hitting another vehicle head-on. The driver and a juvenile passenger were taken to the hospital. Injuries were not serious. Marsegla is charged with OUI, reckless endangerment, risk of injury, and driving the wrong way. Bond's been set at $5,000, and she's to appear in court next month. State police are charging a man after they say that he eluded a traffic stop and then crashed his vehicle into a wall in Mansfield during his getaway. The incident happened about 10:30 Tuesday night, we're learning, when troopers attempted to pull over Jonathan Sewell for illegal passing on Route 32 near Plains Road. The 31-year-old kept going despite police attempts to stop him, even turning off his lights at one point. The pursuit was ultimately called off. Minutes later, police received a call that had a Mercedes reporting that a Mercedes had hit a stone wall. They found it and Sewell hiding under some clothes at a nearby house. He faces a dozen counts of charges, and that includes reckless driving, misuse of plates, and other drug offenses. WTIC News Time is 5:09, and up next is meteorologist Bob Cox.
Hi, I'm Kathy. I work here at the seafood counter. This is my big why.
And I'm Mark. I like to call myself an aspirational seafood chef. That's my big why.
A few months ago, he didn't know the difference between halibut and haddock.
Well, I've been watching Big Y's seafood recipe videos, and it's paying off.
It's easy to make a good meal when he's cooking with fish sourced from our local partner, North Coast Seafoods.
My secret is Nellie's grass-fed butter from New Hampshire. but let's keep that between us.
Your secret's safe with me.
It's more than food. It's my big why.
Men, when addressing the problem of erectile dysfunction, you want the right treatment for your specific medical situation. Because every case is different, and finding the right treatment can mean the difference between just an okay experience and an amazing one. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health, and at our practices, we offer the full range of ED treatment protocols and can even combine therapies to help make those intimate moments special, both for you and your partner. At Northeast Men's Health, we're the leader in treating ED in the area. Our medical providers specialize in men's sexual health and understand that no two cases are alike, which means you'll get the right treatment for you based on sound medical evaluation and appropriate applications of medical therapies. Plus, we offer treatments that are effective in well over 90% of cases, which means if you're like most men, you'll get your sex life back. So call us. Your initial visit is just $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have five offices in the Northeast to serve you.
Maybe it's hot outside, but maybe it's going to be cold outside real soon. Say, come on into Campbell. When the weather's hot, you should be thinking cold. Before you start up that heat pump, boiler, or furnace, contact Campbell to get on their service short list. If old reliable's too old and not reliable, talk to Campbell about a Campbell custom upgrade to your system. Connect with Campbell today at CampbellCooling.com. That's CampbellCooling.com.
Campbell Cooling uses all major name brands, including American Standard and Mitsubishi heating and cooling equipment. Let our expert technicians heat your home this fall.
We want everyone to enjoy their Labor Day weekend. So please, use a rideshare or a designated driver. A DUI will change your life. Don't drink and drive. From your friends at Odyssey and Carter Mario Injury Lawyers.
WTIC weather.
WTIC News Time is 5:12 as we roll on with another forecast update. Meteorologist Bob Cox is with us in the WTIC Weather Center. Bob, how are things feeling and looking out there in our forecast?
Feeling a little bit better this morning, Morgan, as the temperatures and dew points have come down behind a cold front. We've got a light north wind at about 10 miles per hour and a lot of clouds out there. There's even a chance for a sprinkle or a spot shower somewhere early this morning, but most of the day will be dry and more comfortable than yesterday. Sky should become partly sunny later today. Highs about 75 to 80 with the dew point down in the 50s. And wind shifting from the north into the northeast at about 10 miles per hour. Tonight looks partly cloudy, lows in the 50s. And then, tonight into tomorrow, it looks like there'll be a little area of showers very nearby as kind of an inverted trough of low pressure pokes up into the southwestern part of a high pressure system north of us. And looks like that'll bring a few showers to southeastern New York, very close to Connecticut. Tonight into part of tomorrow. I'm still going to leave them out of the forecast for now, but I don't have super high confidence that the models can resolve this down to the last couple of miles. So if those showers end up being a little further to the east tonight into Friday, they could get into parts of Connecticut, and the western areas would be probably more likely for that to happen than further east out toward Rhode Island. But again, we'll leave them out of the forecast for now. Just be aware there will be some showers nearby tonight into tomorrow. Otherwise, tomorrow looks like a mix of sun and clouds. It could end up being the kind of day where you see a shower or two in the western part of the state and some sun to the east, but we're not going to split those hairs at this point. Temperatures Friday in the 70s, and then as we go into the holiday weekend, clouds increasing Saturday. I think we get through a good part of the day dry, but there will be some showers around by Saturday evening into Saturday night. Looks like those will probably wrap up early Sunday, followed by some improvement. We'll talk more about the Labor Day weekend in a few minutes. Right now it is in Hartford with a cloudy sky. We've got a north wind at 9 miles per hour, 60% relative humidity with a dew point of 55 and an air temperature of 70 at the weather station. WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right. Thank you, Bob. We'll look forward to meteorologist Bob Cox and his extended five-day forecast. Let's see if we can get some more info on the weekend to come just before 5:30 when we wrap up our Sunrise Special. The United Nations Human Rights Agency's warning Wednesday that Israeli operations being carried out in the West Bank risk seriously deepening an already catastrophic situation. Israeli forces launched a large operation in the occupied West Bank overnight and into Wednesday, killing at least 10 Hamas militants and carrying out arrests. Ravinia Shamdazani, spokesperson for the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, says that the situation's dire.
Thousands of Palestinians have also been arbitrarily arrested and tortured, subjected to unrelenting settler violence, severe restrictions on their movement and expression, with their homes and property destroyed or seized, or forcibly displaced.
Israel says the operations intended to protect Israeli civilians from any terrorist attacks. One of the nation's biggest airlines is a step closer to a possible walkout by thousands of its workers. Let's get that story from correspondent Jim Krasula.
United Airlines flight attendants have voted overwhelmingly in favor of a strike authorization vote. They rallied outside airports nationwide to make their case for a new contract. That included David Bannister in Austin, Texas.
United Airlines flight attendants are ready. It's past time. We are ready to have the contract. We need a raise. We can't wait any longer.
Recent strike authorization votes have moved contract negotiations forward at other airlines, including American, Alaska, and Southwest. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Former President Trump's campaign is facing some controversy over an alleged incident that took place this week at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. Two members of the campaign reportedly got into an altercation with a cemetery staffer while the former president was attending a ceremony there.
We do know that the cemetery has filed an incident report, and defense officials tell us that's because members of the Trump campaign staff were aggressive both physically and verbally towards a cemetery staffer. That staffer was trying to enforce rules that prohibit campaigns from filming at grave sites across the cemetery.
That's correspondent Ellie Watson. Instead of preparing for the launch of the Polaris Dawn mission, SpaceX is now poring over data to try to figure out what went wrong when one of its boosters toppled over in flames during the landing off the Florida coast. The Federal Aviation Administration grounded the company's Falcon 9 rockets until the investigation's complete. Space consultant Bill Harwood.
The FAA steps in when there's an anomaly that has the potential to impact public safety. That's their role in all of this, is to guarantee public safety. Because this rocket also lands on land, they come down in Cape Canaveral, they come down at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, as well as these ocean drone ship landings, they're going to make sure that these systems are safe so that one can't go off course, for example, and crash into a populated area, that sort of thing.
The Polaris Dawn mission will test spacesuits designed by SpaceX in the first ever commercial spacewalk. Taking a look at our market futures, we see that they are up and they're all kind of all over the place. The Dow futures 216 points higher, and that's somewhere in compared to the S&P 500 futures, which is just about 6 or 7 points up, and the NASDAQ futures about 10 points higher at this time. WTIC News Chime is 5:18. We're getting ready for our sports up next with Matt Sirois. Then we'll go through our Connecticut lottery numbers, and meteorologist Bob Cox will wrap up our sunrise special after that with our exclusive 5-day forecast.
100 years, that is a lot of conversation, culture, and community, not to mention life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Our voices change, stories evolve, and as we reach 100 years of broadcasting, we promise to continue our tradition of news and information for many years to come. Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here, inviting you to check out The Broadcaster at 100. Morgan Cunningham's look back at our history and is looking ahead to our future.
Mike Allen's going to remember Air One Travel. Traffic reports this Saturday afternoon at 2. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, WTIC.com, and on the free Odyssey app, AUDACY.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free. with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-513-4444. 800-513-4444. 800-513-4444.
Our goal is to provide patients with the strongest, most effective, and safest options in this exciting field of regenerative medicine.
Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, National Medical Director at QC Kinetics.
The idea that you can avoid a joint replacement is very exciting.
And that's from a surgeon who's done thousands of joint replacements, but who now believes there's a better way.
Regenerative medicine, as we understand it today, gives lasting pain relief, improved function, without surgery, without drugs.
Under Dr. Scheinkup's leadership, QC Kinetics medical professionals treat patients every day with the most advanced protocols and natural biologics. Literally tens of thousands of people all over America.
I've been doing research on regenerative medicine for two decades. This is the future of medicine.
Call QC Kinetics for your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 860-440-PAIN. That's 860-440-PAIN. 860-440-PAIN.
Tom Shattuck here. Let me give it to you straight. Here's what happened. One day at the station, big shout out to Jeff Chandler, by the way. Jeff tells me about his new weight loss client coming to Cromwell. Jeff knew I'd been griping about my weight and thought it'd be perfect for me. My response? Yes, please, Jeff, sign me up. So I ended up on a call with Paige, the owner of Awaken 180 Weight Loss. By the end of that call, my only question was, what's the catch? Awaken 180 sounded too good to be true. Eat to lose weight? No meds? No workouts? Really? Paige just smiled through the phone and said, there is no catch, Tom. Awaken 180 works. I was skeptical but intrigued. After the first week, I was sold. I dropped 9 pounds. About 70 pounds later, I reached my goal. The amazing part and a main reason why I chose Awaken 180 is that unlike other weight loss plans, you keep the weight off. If losing weight is your goal, I suggest having the same conversation I had with Awaken 180. Have yours today at 844-346-1800. That's 844-346-1800. Or get them online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Hi, Dave Berger from Modern Plumbing Supply. Don't look now, but this year is half over already. Before you know it, your holiday guests will be at your doorstep. Didn't you have big plans to make over your kitchen and bathroom after last year's plumbing issues? Who needs that embarrassment again? Modern Plumbing Showroom has all the beautiful fixtures you'll need to impress your guests this time. Don't wait any longer. Visit us today on the Berlin Turnpike in Berlin.
Great design with you in mind. Modern Plumbing Supply.
Hi, this is Stu Leonard. My wife Kim and I lost our 2-year-old son Stewie to a drowning accident. Do you know what we learned? If everyone is watching, no one is watching. Don't take your eyes off your child. When Kim and I are around the water with our grandsons, our phones are down and our eyes are open. Unfortunately, drowning accidents have increased during COVID. Be safe. Phones down, eyes open. Learn more at stewietheduck.org.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Tune in to How to Retire with Fuchs Financial.
The main thing for the majority of the listeners out there who are approaching retirement is I don't want to be surprised.
Helping you build, preserve, and manage your wealth.
You've got Roth IRAs, you have individual accounts. Finding the right taxable strategy, that's going to be huge for you.
Tune in to How to Retire with Ben Fuchs. Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hi, Jerry Brooks here for Twilight Wish to remind you that our second annual golf tournament will be held in October. On Friday, October 4th, we'll host our annual fundraiser in Berlin at the Timberland Golf Course. All proceeds are used to grant wishes for our seniors throughout the year. It's a great day of golfing, food, and great raffle prizes, including a silent auction. Go to our website to sponsor, register, or volunteer. That's TwilightWishCT.org.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
Hey, good morning. What's happening? We'll begin with the Boston Red Sox. They continued at Fenway last night against the Toronto Blue Jays. We're going to skip ahead to the eighth inning as the Sox clinging on to a 1-0 lead since the first. Got some insurance heading into the ninth thanks to the big bat, Tyler O'Neill.
And now O'Neill swings and hits a drive to left, way back and gone. Into the second row of the monster seats.
Yeah, Tyler O'Neill, that would prove to be the final there as the Sox win 3-0. Brian Bayo, easily the best start thus far for him. He went 8 full innings, allowing just 2 hits and striking out 9 Blue Jays along the way. His manager, Alex Cora, loved the effort.
He's working his ass off in between starts, man. Like, he cares, you know, and physically, he's a beast, you know. He puts the work there. You see him, he's stronger than in the past. You know, gave us a much-needed outing, you know, where we were bullpen-wise. And, you know, obviously, we got a chance to win the series tomorrow.
Yeah, Sox and Blue Jays play one more tonight at 7:10 here on WTIC. It'll be Cutter Crawford on the bump for Boston. For the Yankees, they go into D.C. and lose 2 of 3 to the Washington Nationals. Couldn't get anything going last night as they dropped the finale by a final of 5-2. Carlos Rodon had an abysmal mess last night. The first thing alone, he gave up a home run, a single, a stolen base, threw a wild pitch, and balked in a run as well when his pitch com wasn't working. He really complained about that, and man, it was just terrible overall. Yanks off today. They return to the Bronx for a weekend series with the St. Louis Cardinals tomorrow night. The Mets had a good opportunity to win this series in Arizona last night as they were up 5-4 in the eighth inning against the Diamondbacks, but Arizona will load up the bases in the bottom of the eighth for the reigning NL Rookie of the Year, Corbin Carroll.
Perdomo at first. Corbin hits it high in the air. It's a fly ball to right field, and it's gone! He did it again! Corbin Carroll is back, and it's 8-5.
Yeah, Carroll's second homer of the game was a grand slam to take an 8-5 lead, which would prove to be the final there. It's a 3:40 start this afternoon for the rubber game between the Snakes and Mets. In Hartford last night, the Yard Goats do win in a walk-off fashion as the as Starlin Thompson hits one off the left field wall in the ninth to give the Goats a solid 4-3 win over Binghamton. Tonight, it's a 7 p.m. start again. It's a fanny pack night there as well. First 1,000 fans in get a free Yard Goats fanny pack. WNBA last night, Indiana Fever stay hot as they edge out the Connecticut Sun 84-80. Kaitlin Clark had 19 points, and she set a WNBA record for three-pointers made by a rookie last night. Connecticut Sun returned home to Mohegan Sunday afternoon to face the Seattle Storm. They will play on the road in D.C. on Saturday. Another upset last night saw the league's worst team in the L.A. Sparks beat the league's best team in the New York Liberty. Final there, 94-88. To the NFL now, where the Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin announced yesterday they will go with veteran quarterback Russell Wilson over Justin Fields as their starting quarterback when they open up their season in Atlanta next weekend. And finally, a bunch of college football on tonight. Locally, CCSU faces Central Michigan on the road at 7 o'clock. That one will be on ESPN Plus for you. Number 24, North Carolina State faces Western Carolina. That kicks off at 7. Number 11, Missouri takes on Murray State. Number 22, Kansas faces Linderwood. Also, Coach Prime is back with Colorado as they open up against North Dakota State. That one is at 8 o'clock on ESPN. And the nightcap is number 12, Utah, taking on Southern Utah. That one kicks off at 9 o'clock tonight. Right now, it's 5:28. That's your morning sports. Head back over now to Morgan Cunningham. He has last night's lottery numbers for you.
Cash 5 numbers, Matt, are 1, 5, 11, 18, and 19. Lucky for life is 4, 7, 8, 17, 34, and the lucky ball 6. Play 3 night, 1, 9, 4, the wild ball 6. Play 4 night, 2, 2, 5, 0, and the wild ball 2. Last night, we had our drawing for the Powerball. No winner. Jackpot goes up again. The numbers 5, 33, 47, 50, 64, and the Powerball 20. Estimated jackpot is $69 million. Coming up for our Mega Millions drawing, which is tomorrow night, $627 million to jackpot. And the jackpot estimated in the Connecticut Lotto game tomorrow night is $5.7 million.
WTIC weather.
Now let's get our extended five-day forecast with meteorologist Bob Cox. Hi, Bob.
Hey there, Morgan. We're going to have more comfortable conditions today compared to yesterday's hot and humid weather. We got up to 92 for a high at Bradley yesterday. Today's high is more like 75 to 80. A lot of clouds out there this morning. You might even run into a sprinkler spot shower in one or two towns, but should be generally dry and should become partly sunny later today. It looks like a partly cloudy sky tonight with lows in the comfortable 50s, partly sunny Friday. There'll be some showers nearby. I wouldn't be surprised if one or two snuck into the western part of the state. Highs will be in the 70s, partly cloudy tomorrow night, upper 50s and low 60s. Then we'll see increasing clouds Saturday as we start the three-day weekend. I think most of the showers hold off until Saturday evening, however, high around 80. There'll be some showers around Saturday night. Looks like they taper down early Sunday, and then it becomes partly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. It's going to be warm and humid Sunday. More comfortable Labor Day, though. Lots of sun, highs in the mid to upper 70s, low humidity. Tuesday looks similar with sunshine and highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 70 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
All right. Thank you, Bob. That does it for our Sunrise Special on this Thursday. It's August 29th, 2024. And I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News.
Johnson Brunetti Studios. This is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
August 29th. I will tell you, because yesterday was hot. Even the dogs were like, get me out of here. It feels great this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. It doesn't feel necessarily fall-like, but it just, you know, those certain temperatures. Like last night, I took a short walk with my wife after dinner with the dogs, and it was still really warm, but it felt perfect, right? Like around 7:30. When the sun's not really there, and it's still warm, but so comfortably, like t-shirt warm. And like this morning was the same kind of thing, but in a different way. It was cool, but I didn't feel like I needed a sweatshirt cool, right? I mean, it just was that perfect.
It really reminded me. I went to Hawaii twice in my life, and I went in December, and it was like I stepped out of my house, and it was like a breeze. All I was missing was the ocean.
Right. Just felt perfect. Yeah, the ocean and maybe a nice $5 million coastal residence. So there's several things to talk about. You know, in our editor, I don't want to get into it now because, again, I want to wait for more people to be awake. But in our edit, and I'll repeat this a little bit later, in our editorial meeting on Tuesday, one of our bosses talked about, you know, we got on the subject of UConn and college. You know, my daughter just went off to college, and about how it, like, a lot of kids in Connecticut don't get into UConn stores and it's kind of a turnoff. And then these Democratic state leaders wrote a letter to UConn saying, you know, we should expand our enrollment to 40,000. And so then The Current wrote a nice piece on it, and I did some numbers and looked at some other schools, state schools, not necessarily all comps to UConn, but a little bit later I'll talk about, you know, how much of a big difference it would be if they did increase to 40,000. Some people might not even know what they're at right now and what they're at right now at store. So I have some data and some numbers, and I look forward to sharing it. And I actually, you know, I think that the political leaders are right. The school could, and the thing is that if you do it properly, it could eventually help some of your budget issues too. And part of the reason that state kids don't get in right now is for budgetary reasons, and I'll get into that. But I'm going to put a pin in that for now. The other local thing I wanted to talk about this morning is rent. I didn't even look at it closely, and I should have. Janine Lee, our boss, sent this along this piece from Business Insider about basically how you could live in a hotel in some places for cheaper than it is to rent an apartment.
So crazy.
And we'll talk about it. And CT News Junkie has a piece on rents in Connecticut, and I have some more hard data for that to share with you. We'll talk to Kate Diaz from the Connecticut Education Association, CEA. We'll talk to Matt Ritter, the Speaker of the House. Two major issues. You know, why aren't they going to call a special session to deal with energy prices here in Connecticut? And number two, he's a big UConn fan, and we'll talk about this Big 12 stuff because, you know, people came out early when the news broke over the weekend. They're like, oh, it's inevitable. It's inevitable. And now people are like, this might not be a good thing. You know, Ritter sort of backtracked a little bit. Murphy came out and said it's not a good thing necessarily. And I think that the decision needs to be made whether you want to be on par, like you want to be one of the Texases and the Arkansas and the Alabamas of the world. Or do you want to be like a Gonzaga? You know, do you want to be, you know, because basketball's already established. This is one of the best college programs in the history of the game, right? I mean, outside of UCLA, you can't name a more successful program in the last 50 years. I mean, it's
maybe,
right?
Maybe Duke.
Right, but like, they have the same amount of titles.
Yeah, but they have the same amount of titles, right?
And now Krzyzewski's gone. I mean, where's Duke going to go? I mean, I'm not saying Duke. They're still getting huge talent. I mean, they're still getting major players, but they haven't even sniffed at the crown. So I wonder. I don't have an answer. I don't have an opinion. I'm not telling you something like I'm having a hot take that I'm trying to push down your throat. I don't know the answer. I know that I don't like college football anymore because it's a business and it's gross. I mean, I don't blame the kids. I don't blame anybody. I just know that it's all about the money and nobody stays anywhere. And I, outside of if I just want to watch good football, then that's great.
Yeah.
But I remember caring. Like, I remember really caring. And I had, you know, growing up in Massachusetts, Boston College was what we liked, but, you know, they weren't even always very good. And so I would cheer for, you know, Georgia and I remember I loved Herschel Walker in college, so I remember we used to love Georgia and those games with Penn State. I mean, anyway, I don't know where to go with this. I really don't. And it feels dirty to go to the Big 12. The ACC makes a ton of more sense, but they're not knocking on our door, so what do we do there? So do you spend millions to make sure field hockey and can go to, you know, Arizona? I don't know if it's worth it. But we'll talk to Speaker Ritter, and then we'll talk to the folks at MasonicCare and some students at Quinnipiac who actually live in one of the MasonicCare facilities for housing and their experience doing that, which is always interesting to catch up with those students. Right now, let's go over to Mark Christopher in the Brown Pan Dearson Scott Traffic Center. And what do the Red Sox do? I mean, I've totally given up hope, but then they go out and they pitch a gem and win
Bayo,
a game.
Bayo looked like what they were always saying this guy was going to look like last night. He was amazing. He did a great job. Got in the longest outing of his career last night.
He was under 100 pitches. Should you have brought him out for the ninth? Or it doesn't matter. Complete games don't matter.
Well, Here's the thing. The other big take from last night, Tyler O'Neill finally had a big hit last night. Home run in the bottom of the eighth inning to, you know, give him a little cushion. Yeah, so then I think after that home run, it was like, okay, Canley's the closer. They brought him in. He got the job done. But that Bale was amazing last night. And Tyler O'Neill finally got a big hit with somebody on base. I was like, I almost fell off the couch. Good night for the Sox. Hey, if you're heading into Hartford right now, this traffic report being brought to you by Cape Cod Fence. And if you're heading into Hartford right now, things look very good on the roads, both sides of 84. No problems as you move between Farmington and Vernon. 91 north and southbound doing well. Crumble up into Winderlocks. 291 through 84 okay. 2 westbound moving well. Glastonbury and East Hartford. Quiet Middletown. Waterbury looks good. If you are heading 91 in the Parkway, that's also in very good shape heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Traffic brought to you by Cape Cod Fence, more than just fences.
Cape Cod Fence Company in Canton is ready to enhance your outdoor living space. For over 5 decades, we've been building and installing quality fences, furniture, and sheds. Call 860-673-3211 or visit CapeCodFence.com. CapeCodFence.com.
And now, the WTIC 5-day forecast.
Down since yesterday, a cold front now south of the area. We still have a lot of clouds out there. There are a few scattered showers in southeastern New York. Looks like there might be a spot shower or sprinkle affecting part of Kent there in western Litchfield County. Radar's clear across most of the state. Aside from an isolated sprinkle or spot shower somewhere in the near term, should be a dry day today. Certainly more comfortable than yesterday. And it should also become partly sunny later. Highs about 75 to 80. Dew points are down in the 50s. And tonight looks partly cloudy. Lows will be in the 50s. It's, boy, you know, tonight there's a little bit of an inverted trough that is just west of us and some showers associated with that. Look like they'll probably be affecting southeastern New York State. And it's kind of a coin toss whether or not they get across the Connecticut border tonight or Friday, especially Friday morning. I wouldn't be surprised if we got another shower or two into western Connecticut tonight or early tomorrow, but could go either way. They either just get in or they stay just to the west. Temperatures Friday are going to be in the 70s for highs, and it should be partly sunny. You probably tend to see more sun the further east you go tomorrow. And then Friday night looks partly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s and low 60s. Clouds increasing Saturday as we kick off the three-day weekend. Right now, the timing looks like we would stay dry for the most part during the daytime Saturday with the showers holding off until Saturday evening and Saturday night. Saturday's high around 80. The humidity is starting to creep up Saturday, and it's very humid on Sunday, with some showers tapering off in the morning. Then it should become partly sunny, and it'll be warm with highs in the mid-80s. Cooler and less humid for Labor Day. Sunny, highs in the mid to upper 70s Monday. Tuesday also looks sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Right now in Hartford, it's 70 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
We want everyone to enjoy their Labor Day weekend. So please, use a rideshare or a designated driver. A DUI will change your life. Don't drink and drive. From your friends at Odyssey and Carter Mario Injury Lawyers.
And now sports with Matt Sirois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
Yeah, it's 5:45. The Boston Red Sox solid win last night, led really by starting pitching of Brian Bello. He went 8 full innings last night, just allowing 2 hits and striking out 9 Blue Jays along the way, and earning the shutout as the Sox win 3-0. They had a 1-0 lead all the way to the 8th inning. That's when, like Mark Christopher said, Tyler O'Neill had that big hit, 2-run homer, that really provided some insurance runs. But Kenley Jansen came in, slammed the door. The Sox 3-0 winners. They play one more tonight at 7:10 here on WTIC. Cutter Crawford tries to do what Brian Bello did last night for the Sox. For the Yankees, they go into D.C. and lose 2 of 3 to the Washington Nationals. I texted Joe D. last night, and I told him, I was like, losing 2 of 3 to the Washington Nationals is like the Harlem Globetrotters losing 2 of 3 to the Washington Generals.
I mean, it's not quite like that, but it is bad.
It's so bad. Absolutely terrible.
They had 2 guys on like in the 8th or 9th. They were down 5-2. I was like, a 3-run home run, they could tie it, and nothing happened.
Also, they were down 4-1, and DJ LeMahieu, who Aaron Boone just keeps rolling out there, should be a part-time player. And he just keeps rolling him out there, and he ends up hitting into a inning-ending double play in the 4th inning, I think it was, which is just miserable, absolutely miserable. So they lose 5-2 last night. Carlos Rodon was a mess last night, especially in the 1st inning alone. He gave up a home run, a single, a stolen base, threw a wild pitch, and then balked in a run when his pitch comm wasn't working. I mean, he had to it was like a 6-minute delay or more in the game. Because he was just like complaining that he balked because his pitch comm in his ear. You know that thing where like the catcher like hits the button and it says like fastball, like in his ear, and it's like, okay, that I guess that was malfunctioning in his ear.
That's why he balked.
Yeah, it was like, oh, something's not working in my ear. I can't hear it. What did we do before pitch comm?
Right.
Adjust and pitch the ball.
Seriously.
It's just terrible. Yankees off today. Thank God. They return to the Bronx for a weekend series with the St. Louis Cardinals. Beginning tomorrow night. The Mets had an opportunity to win the series already in Arizona last night, but Corbin Carroll had different plans. He had a 8th inning grand slam to put the Diamondbacks up 8-5 for good. So the rubber game will be today at 3:40 between the Snakes and the Mets. Hartford last night, the Yard Goats, they win in walk-off fashion as Starlin Thompson hits one off the left field wall in the 9th to give the Yard Goats a solid 4-3 win over Binghamton. Tonight, 7 o'clock start. I'll be there with a couple of friends if you want to come say hi, Section 109. It's a fanny pack night as well tonight. First 1,000 fans in.
Wait, you're going tonight to the game?
Get a free fanny pack, yeah. It'll be fun.
Taking the crew?
I'm probably going to go with my buddy Alex and buddy Chris as well. WNBA last night, Indiana Fever, they edge out the Connecticut Sun 84-80. The Indiana Fever are staying hot right now as they make the push towards the playoffs. Kaitlyn Clark had 19 points. She set the WNBA record for 3-pointers made by a rookie last night. But she was 3 of 12 from behind a 3-pointer.
Yeah, no, the people don't mention that.
Yeah, no.
But they won.
They won. That's what really counts. Connecticut Sun, by the way, return home to Mohegan a Sunday afternoon to face the Seattle Storm. Also, another big upset last night. The L.A. Sparks, the worst team in the league, beat the New York Liberty, the best team in the league, 94-88. And I guess people are questioning if New York Liberty are trying to tank or something. And they were like, no, we just had an off game. So we'll go with that.
The L.A. team, people accuse them of tanking.
Yeah.
They're like, heck with you. Look what we were trying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they're trying. The NFL Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin announced yesterday that he'll go with Russell Wilson over Justin Fields as their starting quarterback when they open up their season in Atlanta next weekend. A bunch of college football on tonight over on ESPN. It's season 2 of Coach Prime. as Deion Sanders leads the Colorado Buffaloes as they open up against North Dakota State tonight. It'll be at 8 o'clock on ESPN. Also, a bunch of ranked teams in action tonight. Number 24, North Carolina State faces Western Carolina. Number 11, Missouri takes on Murray State. Number 22, Kansas takes on Lindenwood. And then the late one is number 12, Utah, facing Southern Utah. Brian's going to be watching all those because he loves college football so much.
I don't know why I'm so down on it, but I just...
You know what? I'll tell you. I am. I didn't boycott college football, but I was very down on it when they ripped away Reggie Bush's Heisman.
That was a long time ago, though.
Yeah. And I'm thankful that they finally gave it back to him. I just think they should have actually given him, like, a ceremony, not just mailed it to his house in bubble wrap.
That's a fair point. He was so good in college.
Unbelievable.
He can do everything.
Team. Kick returns.
Everything. Love.
Unbelievable. 550, let's head over to the Brown Pain Dears and Scott Traffic Center, see what's going on with Mark Christopher. Mark.
All right, Matt, thank you very much, and good morning to you and to everyone. If you're heading into Hartford right now, it's a very easy ride around the capital city. Both sides of 84 moving very well from Farmington out into Vernon, 91 north and southbound, no issues. Cromwell up into Winter Locks, 291, 384 looking good east of the river, 2 westbound, no problems. Glastonbury into East Hartford. Quiet Middletown, Waterbury's okay, 84 and 8, 84 eastbound in Danbury, some slow traffic between 4 and 5. 91 in the Parkway, a good ride heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right. Talking college football off mic. I feel bad saying it. I mean, I'm into UConn. I'm into the low. Like, honestly, like, I just want to see, like, fans support UConn. I'm not anti-UConn football at all. I'm just talking about this whole conference thing and the culture of the sport, you know, has shifted so much.
Listen, the fact is this about UConn football. It's, A, still football. It's local.
Yeah. It's not expensive.
And it's cheaper than going to a Hartford Wolfpack game.
Yeah, and it's honestly, and I like Coach Mora, and I want UConn to be successful. I really am uncomfortable because the allure of the money is real. Like I'm not knocking it, but to have football drive the bus in a way that might really materially hurt the thing that makes UConn great, I think is folly, right? But what do you do? Dave Benedict's got a difficult job. It's not an easy job. It's not easy to figure out what the best thing to do is. But they would get a couple million a year until the next TV contract, which would then it would like they'd get like 30, 40 million a year. But their travel costs would go up by more than they're probably getting compensated. And they're already operating at a deficit.
Right.
Although now that the Kevin Ollie stuff's off the books, it's a little bit better. But, you know, I don't know. There's so much to it. I think if they could get a little bit more money in the interim years to offset all this travel. But, like, I don't even think it's worth it. I mean, for the kids, it'd be great. Imagine traveling on a plane and going to play – you know, in Arizona and Arkansas and Texas. But I don't even know all the schools in the conference. It'd be cool if, for the athletes, but I don't know if it's good for the school or good for the taxpayer. Listen, today, partly sunny, eventually 75 to 80. So not quite as cool as I think I'm going to try it. My calf's bugging me, but I'm going to try to run today. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the 70s. Saturday, increasing cloud showers by evening, but near 80. Mid-80s on Sunday. And then a lot of people, not us, are off on Monday, sunny mid to upper 70s. So it's not going to be hot on Monday, but it looks really, really nice. We have your travel forecast. Some people are getting out of Dodge today. I mean, the way remote works, I noticed this with travel patterns. A lot of people that have the luxury of sort of weekending somewhere, they leave on Thursday. And they'll put in a couple hours on Friday remote, and then they'll just go to the beach. And so traffic is actually can be on a weekend like this big today, too. So we'll get your travel forecast from Bob Cox coming up here on this is it Thursday?
Thursday.
All day of Brian and Company on WTIC.
Texting enrolls in recurring automated text marketing messages. Message frequency varies. Message and data rates may apply. Reply help for help or stop to opt out.
Are you drinking too much? Is alcohol affecting your relationships? Could drinking be affecting your job?
Hi, I'm Jonathan. founder of OurHealth. I struggled with alcohol misuse for 15 years. I tried self-help, therapy, and traditional 12-step programs, but nothing really worked. That's why I started OurHealth. OurHealth provides access to safe and effective medication, FDA approved for the treatment of alcohol issues. A daily pill proven to reduce alcohol cravings and make it easier to drink less or quit.
To join the thousands who are drinking less or who have quit altogether, text BEGIN to 710-710. You'll be sent a secure link to OurHealth's private online assessment. If treatment is right for you, a licensed medical professional will prescribe medication for discreet and convenient delivery to your door. Just text BEGIN to 710-710. That's BEGIN to 710-710.
Not available in all states. For SMS terms, privacy policy, risk, and restrictions, please go to OurHealth.com/terms. Use as directed.
Don't miss this. The August sizzling sales event right now at Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, the Subaru dealership with outlet pricing that will save you hundreds, even thousands over other area dealers. Check out these hot deals. Get a brand new 2024 Outback for only $27,998 and take up to $4,250 off MSRP, or lease one for just $259 a month. And with 0% financing available, you can save on finance charges for even more savings. New 2024 Subaru Imprezas, only $22,495, or lease one for just $199 a month and get 0% financing. Crosstrek, $259 a month. Foresters, $239 a month. And take up to $4,250 off MSRP. With over 400 new Subarus to choose from, you're going to find the new Subaru you're looking for. Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, exit 33 off I-91 at the corner of Weston and Jennings, or online at ProterraMotors.com. Call 888-799-1150 for details.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, VH1, TLC, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. And with up to 3 streams at once, you'll never have to fight about what to watch. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows, and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR, so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Let's check in with Bob Cox. I mean, and your travel forecast. When I stepped outside to get to the car this morning, I was just like, this is nice. It felt really good.
Yeah, right. You get it right in that sweet spot where it's not too hot. The humidity is way down from yesterday, so it does feel good to be sure. It feels good to be outdoors. It's not too chilly. I mean, it's still in the upper 60s in many areas this morning, so feels a lot better. We still have heat advisories in some parts of the country, but the heat has been suppressed somewhat to the south and southwest of us as that cold front has pushed down in that direction. But you still have heat advisories up in southeastern Virginia and eastern North Carolina today, including Raleigh-Durham, where they're going to be flirting with 100 degrees this afternoon and a sunny sky. The heat index could approach 104 there. And similar conditions back in Charleston, West Virginia, where it's 72 this morning. They also have a heat advisory in effect today. They'll have sunshine with a high of about 99 degrees and that heat index over 100, perhaps up to 104 or 105, with the chance for a shower thunderstorm in Charleston late today or this evening. If you're looking for cooler weather, we have it out in parts of Montana where there are frost advisories and freeze warnings up for parts of western Montana, including Butte, hometown of Evel Knievel, where it's 43 this morning. They do have a freeze warning till 9 a.m. Mountain Time, and they'll be sunny today. They only got up to 62 for a high yesterday. They should reach 70 later today. Speaking of which, currently in Hartford, it is 70 degrees at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
Thank you, Bob. When I say Rebecca De Mornay, what do you think?
I have no idea who the hell that is.
Okay, good. Well, we'll put a pin on that to 6:50 Because if you're of a certain age, there's one thing that comes to mind, like, almost immediately. Listen, there's only one birthday that's notable. You know, Michael Jackson would be 66 today. He'd probably be on tour. I mean, if he, you know, he had a lot of issues, obviously. And but if he had straightened it out, I mean, I saw Jagger dancing in his 80. Why'd you pick Dirty Diana?
So lyrics funny. Like Scorn Man.
Passed away in 2009. Happy birthday, Michael Jackson. She looked me deep in the eyes. She touched me so to stop. She says there's no turning back. She got me.